There is a, it's Parsha Shkalim this week, so we're going to share an insight about the Machatzis HaShekel, which is found in Parsha Kisisa. We're reading it now in Parsha Vayakel, and hopefully we'll have time to, I hope, be able to elaborate perhaps on what one of the connections is between Parsha Shkalim and Vayakel. But to begin in the following way, Rashi quotes a medrash that when Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded to bring the Machatzis, Moshe is told to tell Bnei Yisrael to bring a Machatzis HaShekel. So Rashi says in Parsha Kisisa, Herelokim in Matbeya Shal Eish, that Moshe Rabbeinu was shown the Matbeya, what the coin was going to look like, and it was a coin of fire. Umishkula Machatzis HaShekel, V'omer Lo Kazed Yidnu. Hashem to Moshe, give something that looks like this Matbeya Shal Eish. One of the questions many in the Farshim ask, unsurprisingly, is why exactly the Machatzis HaShekel that Moshe was shown, why Chazal said it was a Matbeya Shel Eish, why it was a Matbeya which was there on fire, what the importance of that happens to be. The Medrash even adds, when the Medrash describes this, that where is the Matbeya Shel Eish from? It was from Tachas Kisei HaKavod. It was some sort of a Matbeya that seems to have been remarkably holy and very, very special. And the Mefarshim try to figure out why specifically a Matbeya Shel Eish. There are those who strengthen the question in the following way. Tosfos points out in Menachos and Daf Chavtes and Chulin and Daf Membeis the following phenomenon. Chazal and Menachos list for us three things that Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time really understanding. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show him what it was. Hard time following, it seems like, what the menorah was supposed to look like, how that was going to work. Hard time figuring out Rosh Chodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh, what the moon's going to look like. And a hard time with some of the shrutzim, with what some of the animals were that were going to be prohibited. Wonders Tosfos, how come Chazal leave the Machatzis HaShekel off of the list? Haray, the Medrash Tanchuma tells us, Rashi quotes it, that Moshe, it seems like he didn't understand that the Machatzis HaShekel either. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show him a Matbeya Shel Eish. So how come it wasn't on the list in the Gemara Menachos also? So Tosfos in Chulin writes as follows, says Tosfos in Maseches Chulin, no, the other things Moshe didn't really understand exactly what they were. The Machatzis HaShekel, he knew what it was, he knew how to understand it. Ela shetama al hadavar mayuchal adam liten kofer nafsho. The way many Mefarshim understand Tosfos, Tosfos one explains that in the Gemara Menachos, Moshe Rabbeinu was shown the things he couldn't understand, what the physical properties of it were. With the Machatzis HaShekel, that was different. Moshe knew what a Machatzis HaShekel was. He couldn't understand how the Machatzis HaShekel was going to afford us any sort of kapara. I give a half a shekel and that gives me any kapara, kofer nafsho. What exactly is going on there? Again, we started giving it in advance of Rosh Chodesh Adar, which was when Chazal tells us we would do it. How does that provide kapara at all, a Machatzis HaShekel? In that sense, the Matbeya Shel Eish was on some level, according to Tosfos, an explanation for the power of the Machatzis HaShekel. He knew what it was, but he couldn't understand why it's able to accomplish something. Because Baruch Hu showed him a Matbeya Shel Eish. What we want to try to figure out is, what is it about the Machatzis HaShekel, and what was it about the Matbeya Shel Eish, which somehow provided Moshe Rabbeinu insight into what exactly this is all about, into what the goal is of the Machatzis HaShekel. There are a lot of answers to this question. We'll try to highlight a couple answers. One answer, which is found in many of the Mefarshim, is that the question that was bothering Moshe was, why half a shekel? Why half a shekel? It's a small amount. What exactly is going on? So says the Chiddush Arim that the following was a Torah of the Matbeya Shel Eish. He says one of the Darshanim from Ashkenaz. The Chiddush Arim says he heard this idea and named one of the Darshanim from Ashkenaz. And the answer was as follows. Matbeya Shel Eish taught us that more important than the amount that you gave was the hislavus that you had when you were going to be giving it. That were you on fire as you were giving it, the Matbeya Shel Eish. Rav Sternbach and Tam Vidas, Al HaTorah and Parsha Kisisa has a similar idea. Haynu Eish Shel Matbeya. That Moshe couldn't understand how a Machatzis HaShekel is doing anything. And the answer was, it isn't about the money. It's about the passion, the excitement, the fervor when you choose to give it. The hislavus that happens to be there. Cute aside, the Chiddush Arim apparently wondered. He's from Poland. He was wondering, Ashkenaz wasn't always looked up to by the Polish Hasidim as being the place of greatest hislavus, the place of greatest insight. So they say the Chiddush Arim asked the Kutzker Rebbe, like, how could this idea come from the world of Ashkenaz? The whole idea about, you know, how could this come from there? So the Kutzker Rebbe said, no, in Ashkenaz, they're really good at Hachnasas Orchim, And Bizchus, their Hachnasas Orchim, they were able to have this insight. But he was like, Nicole Omer Dover B'Shem Omer had a hard time figuring out exactly, you know, where it would be. And again, the Kutzker Rebbe himself had a similar kind of an idea that the Slavos and the idea of Eish is really an idea which reflects a certain kind of passion, and a passion more important than what you do. In that sense, for some of these Mefarshim, the idea of a Machatzis is highlighting this also. Machatzis is a half, it's not whole. And that sometimes in Avodas Hashem, we can get too caught up in the result of was I complete in all that I did. And one of the ideas is that Machatzis is also really valuable as long as it's done by Slavos. It's also really valuable to have something which is partial as long as it's done with a certain kind of excitement. The Baba Trevi spoke about that at times, that even the partial can be very, very holy. There is an additional idea, which is a very intriguing one and requires a couple of steps to break down a little bit. And that is an idea that comes from the Shvilei Pinchas, or Pinchas Friedman. This is in Parshas V'Yakel. I forget which year it's from. In Likutei Ma'amarim. And he has a very, very beautiful Torah, which we'll try to develop in a couple of different steps. He points out as follows. There is an idea in Noam Melech and Parshas Vayigash, and in many of the Hasidim, that there's a difference between during the week and Shabbos. That the avoda during the week is an avoda of yira. It's a little bit of a challenging time. It's hard to experience a certain kind of love. And during the week, sometimes, yimos achol, a certain kind of yira. And Shabbos is a time period of ahava. Shabbos is a time period of tremendous, tremendous ahava. Now, it's important that we remember Shabbos, as the Ramban writes, that every day of the week, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush to remember Shabbos, which is why we say this is the Shir Shal Yom, maybe a Kiyum Doraisa of Kiddush, because even during the week, you want to feel some of the Ahava, which we get from Shabbos, but fundamentally, there's a Yira, which takes place on during the week, and there is an Ahava, which takes place, which a person can experience on Shabbos. That's point number one. Step number two is that he quotes in the Maggid of Mezrich that the way that a person acquires Yira is different than the way that a person acquires Ahava. Yira is something which a person has to work on. It's a certain kind of avoda to be able to get Yira. Ahava, suggests the Maggid of Mezrich, is a gift, a matana tova from the Ribono Shel Olam. That Yira a person is able to work on a lot. By a day's end, through this, a person will be zocha to a certain kind of ahava. But Pinchas Friedman put these two things together and has the following suggestion. It is during the week that we work very hard on Yira. That's Sheshes Yamim Ta'avod. That's the time period when we're working Stam Avoda, a certain kind of Yira which we have. Shabbos is Ahava. But the Ahava that we get on Shabbos comes not from us. The Ahava, the Magen Maizrach, is a gift that comes from Hashem. So what are we told about Shabbos in the Gemara and Shabbos? That Shabbos is a Matana Tova. That there's a special gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us on Shabbos. And that's what we're able And that's what we are able to get. And he points out that Tfas Emes seems to even say this. During the week, we work on our Yira. On Shabbos, we get a certain kind of Ahava, which comes, the Ahavas Hashem, which comes, it's a gift in their bonus Olam, that Shabbos is a beautiful opportunity for us to experience a certain kind of Ahava. Suggest the Shvilei Pinchas, that this is part of what is taking place when it comes to the Avoda of Machatzis HaShekel. I give Machatzis HaShekel here. What is the Magbeya Shal Eish that we saw? So many Mefarshim the following suggestion. Why am I giving a half a shekel? Where's the other half of the shekel? The answer is, I have half down here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a Magbeya Shal Eish. What was the Magbeya Shal Eish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to Moshe Rabbeinu? Where the other half of the shekel is. I provide my half. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds with his half. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's half? So Eish is often associated, even in Nach and certain Psukim, with love, with passion, with fire. It's a certain kind of Ahava which is there. Suggests Shvilei Pinchas, that's the idea of the Machatzis HaShekel. The Machatzis HaShekel is that B'nai Yisrael come along, and B'nai Yisrael, they're able to go, and they have a certain kind of Avoda. I have a Machatzis HaShekel which comes from me, that I do my job by building my Yira, and that's half. But you know what Hashem's response is? I give half. You know what Hashem does back? He then gives half back. He gives a Machatzis HaShekel, which is a Matbeya Shel Eish. He gives me the gift of Ahava. He gives me the gift of Ahava. That's most represented by Yimos HaChol and on Shabbos. That on Shabbos, because Baruch Hu, is when we see, we can experience that kind of a Matbeya Shel Eish. Beginning of Parshas V'Yakel, discusses Shabbos. Some suggest that maybe part of the link between Machatzis HaShekel and Parshas Vayakel, that Vayakel, that on Shabbos is the Iker time when we see we're able to experience that kind of Ava, which is coming down. In that sense, what we saw is as follows. The Gemara in Menachos tells us there's a list of times that Moshe couldn't understand something, as Baruch Hu showed him what it was. But Machatzis HaShekel is not there. Explains Tosfos, Moshe Rabbeinu knew what the Machatzis HaShekel was, but he didn't understand how it could offer us kapara. He didn't understand how it could be religiously transformative. He couldn't follow that so much. Because Baruch Hu showed him a Mabeah Shel Eish. What's the message of the Mabeah Shel Eish? The first idea, the Chiddush HaRim, the Kasker Rebbe, Sternbach, and many others, the Mabeah Shel Eish represents, it's not about how much you give, it's about the passion and the hislavas, which is there, the excitement and the emotional experience. The second idea is that the Mabeah Shel Eish was actually the other half of the coin. That we gave half here, we do our part, we work on our avoda, we work on our yira, but we also get a matana tova from Ribono Shel Olam. He responds and he has the other Mabeah Shel Eish, and that's the ava that we get, and the unique kind of ava that we have the ability to experience on Shabbos. Have a wonderful rest of your day.